Hello, this is Les Cowie. Thanks for joining me again. And once again, we are going to focus on things that your organization can do to provide better specific job content training to new employees and other employees in critical jobs, and be able to do this in more effective and economic ways than maybe you do in your organization at the moment. Let's focus for a while on job entrance. And then let's have a look at the 7 steps that apply to every job. And as we go through those, I'd like you to ask yourself, in your organization, do you have people researching job content in accordance with these 7 steps? And I challenge you, if you do apply these 7 steps, can you see the way to quickly bring your employees to a higher level of productivity, an improved level of customer satisfaction, certainly more satisfaction among your employees and more loyalty, and a good chance of being able to reduce costs and therefore contribute to the bottom line? Most job entrants want to get off to a good start. They want to make favorable impressions quickly. However, most job entrants approach the first few days of employment hesitantly. Typically, they wait for someone to set them up and get them started. They expect people in the organization to step forward and enthusiastically offer explanations, training, and help. Usually, they become disillusioned and anxious in those first few days. My daughter Colette had 5 days to learn the job as a service cashier in an automotive dealership. The job turned out to be more complex than expected. In addition to processing credit card, check, and cash payments, she had to learn about warranty payments, charges to a company account, employee payroll deductions, and how to perform cash balancing twice a day. There were other tasks like handling the administration of loaner vehicle agreements and compliance reviews of every service invoice that crossed her cashier counter. After a totally confusing first day in which she nearly walked away from the job twice, she remembered the 7 steps that I had taught her, and she started applying them from day 2 onwards. She mastered most of the job 5 days later. Everyone was amazed. Her management applauded her for the mini job manual she created for other people assigned the same job at short notice. She still referred to some of her checklists in the mini manual. She rapidly moved up the line in different occupations and left a trail of job manuals that still today benefit people who follow. The book New Job Fast Start, 7 Steps to Be Seen Mastering Your New Job Quickly, provides 7 simple tools to accelerate the time between starting the job and being in command of the position. It encourages new employees to seek answers proactively for the things they need to know to perform effectively in the job. The 7 steps assist employees to capture a quick picture of the job content. In fact, the 7-step process is like taking 7 x-ray views of the job, each from a different angle. In-company mentors can use that book as a reference for all new employees coming into a job that has not been documented yet in the 7-step format. It can also be used as a reference for current employees, where the company wants to encourage the employee, or if you have multiple employees in the same job, to capture their job content in the 7-step format. So let us start by summarizing the 7 elements that are common to all jobs, every job. And when you agree that these elements will apply to any job, you'll soon see how one can capture information about each job just by having the employee ask the right questions from the right people and document the correct answers. In most cases, the answers will be captured in simple diagrams or charts, for example, using the blank forms that I provide at the back of the book. By applying the 7-step process, employees surprise supervisors, managers, and colleagues with their initiative, adaptability, and the speed with which they add value. On my website, lescowie.com, there's a video which provides a graphic, animated explanation of the 7-step approach. I'm going to briefly address them now so that you can start thinking about them, but I sure would recommend that you head to the website, once again, lescowie.com, and go to the video section and select the video outlining the 7-step approach. So, What's common to every job? It's as easy as 1. Environments. Every job has environments. In fact, every job has an internal environment and an external environment. Internal, which is the immediate territory and space of the job and the things in it that will be needed and used by the job entrant. External is where the job relates to other parts of the organization or organizations outside of the job's company or organization. 2 is flow. Every job has a flow with a beginning and an end and process steps along the way. And some of these processes run in parallel, and some of them start and stop at different places in the standard process flow. The quicker your new job entrant can understand the process flow, the quicker they will be effective and be seen to be mastering the new job quickly. 3, frequencies. Every job has frequencies, and in fact, research will find that in every job, 20% of the activities actually are performed 80% of the time, and 80% of the activities are only performed 20% of the time. 4, for each process step in the job, there are ins and outs and controls. And so the employee must quickly understand, at this particular process step, what do I need coming in? And then, what are the process steps I must apply? And what do I produce at this particular point? What's the output? So the job needs to be looked at from its processes in the process flow and the ins and outs and controls at each point. 5, checklists. Nobody understands checklists better than pilots or astronauts, even doctors. So in a job, no matter how simple, there is value in having checklists that show the exact sequence to apply to the inputs to produce the outputs and the controls that must be monitored to ensure that you're producing the correct outputs to the correct standards. Unfortunately, 6, in every job, faults occur, and that's a reality of life. Interestingly, one can find that 20% of the faults happen 80% of the time. So if one can identify the faults, focus on how to recognize the symptoms of developing faults, and fix at least the 20% that happen 80% of the time, one can bring an employee to very quick productivity, leaving the low-frequency items to the more experienced people to resolve until the new job entrant has sufficient experience to be able to handle that 80% happening only 20% of the time. Finally, once one has been taught the correct way to perform the job according to the process flow, and one has learned the faults that occur, we have found in practice that the most successful people are those who develop and apply a patrol pattern and inspection sequence, where at specific times they get around their environments and the job content, anticipating the faults that may occur, and when they see the symptoms of a developing fault, fix it. Those who apply a patrol pattern and inspection sequence achieve very high productivity, and this can be taught very quickly. So, we look forward to you exploring that video on the lescowie.com website, and join us again on the next podcast as we go into how we can help your organization become more productive through distributed job content capture, applying the 7-step approach.